Have you been wondering if you put money into an annuity, will it really do what it's supposed to do? Well, you're not alone, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about today in episode 66 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In today's episode, I kind of want to gear this talk more towards the people who have already had an annuity strategy or recommendation put together by either me or another advisor, and they just can't seem to pull the trigger on getting the benefits they want because it feels like a huge leap of faith, which I totally understand because normally we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars of your hard-earned money that we're going to put into one of these products, and we need to make sure that you're doing the right thing. So I came across this interesting quote from Voltaire, and I'm not much of a philosophizer, but it kind of struck me, and it goes, "When it is a question of money, everyone is of the same religion." What he meant by that wasn't that people should worship money, but even that people from different cultures who have massive contradictions in their beliefs all tend to view money the same way. And that shared view is normally, this is my money. I worked for it. I want to make sure I'm getting the most value for every dollar if I exchange it for something, and I want to protect it from being lost or stolen. And I think the biggest hurdle that people need to get over is wanting to know if this annuity is going to do what the guy on the podcast told me it was going to do. And I think some people feel that way because they don't understand every single component of how the annuity or the strategy works. And I want to say something because I see a lot of people try to hold themselves to that standard. And I'm really not trying to be a smart aleck when I say this. But do you understand everything about your mutual funds? Like, have you read the 300-page prospectus that comes with those things? This is very much like if you were getting on a plane and you stepped into the cockpit and you told the pilot, hey, we're not going anywhere until I understand everything about aviation. See, nobody does that. What you do is you sit down in your seat and you trust that the pilot knows what he's doing and he's going to get you to your destination safely. And it's the same thing in the financial world, okay? Unless you do this for a living, and you do this every day like I do, you're never going to understand every single component of the annuity world or the financial world. So at some point, you kind of just have to trust the pilot. Now, as Ronald Reagan used to say, trust but verify, okay? Because I'm just the guy who comes up with the strategies or the flight plan, to continue the analogy, on how to use the annuities to most effectively get you to the destination where you want to go. And I choose the companies that are going to give you the best deal for your money. So a good thing to keep in mind is that you're not sending me or any other annuity advisor, you're not sending me or them your money, okay? Your money is going to some of the strongest financial institutions in the world. So let's talk about that part, because I'm sure there's people saying, okay, well, I don't know anything about these companies either. So what most people don't realize is that the life insurance companies, which are the ones that issue annuities, are some of the strongest financial institutions out there. And there's actually several layers of safety nets that people are unaware of. So let's go through those. Number one, life insurance companies are not allowed to risk your money. Okay, they are highly regulated institutions and are audited on a regular basis by the state insurance commissioner, and sometimes by multiple state insurance commissioners at the same time. And what they're doing is they're auditing these companies to ensure that they're maintaining sufficient reserves to pay all future claims, whether that's a death benefit or an income from an annuity. So when you send your money to a life insurance company, what they do is they turn around and they invest that money in long-term investment-grade fixed income assets, and they are highly diversified across multiple sectors, okay? And typically, no single investment represents more than 1% to 2% of their holdings at any one time. So they're not being exposed to the risk and all the shenanigans like the ones that caused the crash of 2008. And I know there's some people out there that will say, well, okay, what about AIG? Okay, let's talk about AIG because they did receive a bailout in 2008. What most people don't understand is that AIG is a massive corporation, okay, with many different branches. Their life insurance, their annuity branch, which is called American General, and they just rebranded as Corebridge. What most people don't realize is when AIG received that bailout in 2008, their insurance arm didn't get a penny of that. You know why? Because they were completely solvent. And they were completely solvent because they're not allowed to risk your money in ridiculous things like credit swap defaults and derivatives and things like that, which is what caused the 2008 crash. Second layer of safety. If a life insurance company gets into trouble financially, most of them have even bigger financial institutions backing them up. Okay, so this is what's known as like reinsurers. Number three, if the reinsurers cannot help them become solvent again, then what happens is the state insurance commissioner for your particular state where the policy was issued, he steps in and takes over all those policies for all the people in your state. What he does is he starts to shop around to find another life insurance company that will absorb all the contracts with the original terms. And then if that fails, so we've gone through three layers now, if that fails, then there's always the state guarantee fund to fall back on, okay? That acts as like an FDIC for life insurance companies, except there's money in this, okay? So every company who operates in every state has to pay into this fund. So you can check your individual state to see what your annuities or your life insurance coverage and P&C as well. What is the max coverage for what I call the nuclear option if all three of these other safety nets fail, okay? And even though there is a cap on those policies, you know, if we're talking about, you know, $500,000, $750,000, $1 million, okay, all we do is split that money up over several different companies because that state guarantee is per policy per company. So I like people to keep in mind that life insurance companies just don't close their doors and just go out of business. Like that does not happen. And a lot of these companies have been around for over 100 years, and they've seen every economic climate you can think of. Depressions, hyperinflation, recessions, deflation, world wars. There's very little that these companies haven't been through and have been able to navigate because of the way they operate their business. So as long as we're looking at a B plus or above with a solid solvency ratio and a high risk-based capital score, you're going to be okay. And again, we can always diversify across several different companies just for peace of mind if you so choose. So everyone, I really hope that helps with any concerns that you may be dealing with while you're considering an annuity for your retirement strategy. And if you haven't already, check out my other podcasts and my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, by going to atlasannuity.com. And if you ever have questions about your personal situation, you can always book a time at atlasannuity.com or by clicking the schedule a call button in the top right corner of any page on my website. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you with episode number 66 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education.